Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man Is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not, no, that's not
right.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at.
They don't want this.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hall to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes it'll taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm alive by the mold, and no proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever do. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose to get large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 20 to pee. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch on YouTube with me for free. This one time for the Twitch. Aye. This one time for the text. Aye. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Leroy, true to form, starting the show crunching. Crunching and going out of it. That's something, dude. You hear me, buddy? I don't hear him. We got him in programs, right? Nah, we're still working through that. That is right. He is not in studio. All right. Well, good morning to everybody out there. And it's good to have everybody rocking with us. We're rocking through some computer stuff on the other side of the glass, trying to get this all situated so Leroy and I can talk to one another. But we got ourselves a fun night tonight as the Miami Heat will be back on the hardwood taking on the Golden State Warriors. Leroy, are you excited for this one?
I am.
Very cool.
I'm more excited for you to show up at the arena and be a phony.
How so?
You know how.
Because you want me to boo Jimmy Butler.
Hi, Jimmy. Hi. Glad you're back, Jimmy.
I'm not going to act like that. I didn't act like that last time. Why would I act like it this time?
Because you know.
No, I don't know. I genuinely don't know. Wait, why do you mischaracterize?
If you guys make eye contact, you'll melt.
No, that's not true. Last time he winked at me, and I was like, Bam's not looking at you, dude. Sorry. Move it along. Move it along, Jimbo. Move it along. I don't think Steph is playing, for sure. It sounds like Steph Curry's not playing. He tweaked his ankle last night. They lost to the Orlando Magic. And I don't know if Jimmy Butler's going to play. I don't know. I don't think he has anything wrong with him, but he said he's going to wake up and see how he feels. So we'll see how he feels.
We already know.
We'll see how he feels, you know?
Contrary to popular belief, the people down here in Miami are familiar with his work.
Yeah.
So, Jimmy has never said, I'm going to see how I feel in the morning and say, I feel great. I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Nope.
He just said, look, all he did was throw a little bird feed out there, and then all the birds are going to come and eat the feed, and he's going to be sitting on the bench.
Well, they lost last night. They lost to the Magic. They both had Steph and him had 30, and it wasn't enough. The Magic got the win. And so, Yeah, we'll see. I mean, like, the thing is, it feels like the writing has been on the wall for this game. Like, it feels like the Warriors have been planning to sit out this game for about a week. Because we talked last week about ESPN dumping the game, and then we looked at the Warriors' schedule, and we're like, they got to have a nod on it, because obviously you got to play. I think there's, like, there's different rules for nationally televised games on rest.
Right.
And so it felt like the Warriors gave a little looky, like, called up the league office and was like, hey, you might want to dump this game because we're not playing some of our guys. They're for sure. It sounds like for sure Steph's not playing. I mean, I don't have an injury report.
Back to back. This is what I was talking about earlier in the week, that they're either going to sit last night or sit tonight. But I have a hard time believing that 30-plus-year-old Steph and 30-plus-year-old Jimmy are going to play back-to-backs at this juncture in the season.
And this kind of goes to and then Steve Kerr, he goes on KNBR this week. I think that's the channel, 95.7 The Game. In San Francisco, and he, like, specifically mentioned the Miami game about, like, oh, I've never had a start to the schedule like this. So many road games. I'm like, oh, here comes Steve Kerr. And then he's like, yesterday, waxing poetic, because there's a lot of injuries right now. Wembanyama's sitting out 2 weeks with the calf strain. Giannis is out with a groin strain. All these guys are out. It's like the number one, hey, shocking. You know what sucks is, like, the NBA had such a great start to the season, and you get right before Thanksgiving, and it's like, here we go. Everybody's out now. Everybody's missing time.
Ironically, think about this. Now, I'm going to always leave an exception to this, and that's legitimate injuries or ankle twists from stepping on something, because it happens to basketball players a lot. But if you look at the Heat, they've been pretty healthy, and they worked like dogs in the preseason.
They did. Yep.
And so maybe there's something to that.
Maybe there is. I mean, you know, Tyler got hurt. But Tyler was a preseason injury.
He was already.
That's a thing going back to last year.
Correct.
And then Bam never gets hurt, and he finally got, like, a toe thing, and Bam is back probably sooner than a lot of guys get back from the toe. But it sounds like he's going to be back tonight. So, I don't know. Look, the Heat threw a lot of cold water on the drama yesterday. We'll hear from some of the parties about, like, even Spo was like, how many games we got to play for this to be a thing? And I don't know. I don't know what the answer to that is. I don't know. I feel like it's always going to be somewhat of a storyline just because of how dramatically it ended. But I also think that these just feel like very different chapter. This feels like a very different chapter than last year does, when you're dealing with all of it. You're trying to still make the playoffs. The Heat just feel like they have a whole new identity this year.
They just basically, they moved on.
Yeah.
And they don't, like, okay, he was a Heat player. Great when he was here.
Yep.
He's not anymore. Then, okay, we move on. We're a different team now because we don't have the ball hog with us.
Do you think most fans there tonight, if only one could play, would it be Steph or Jimmy? Do most people want to see Steph, or do more people want the revenge game against Jimmy? Because
Steph is the only person that people go, like, to watch home run derby.
Oh my God.
Like, before a game. Like, they go watch his warm up.
It's amazing. No, he's it's such a fun watch.
So from that standpoint, I would say Steph. The petty in everyone, they probably have their chance ready. They probably have, you know, all the stuff that they're going to do when Jimmy gets to the foul line, there's that. But when you bought tickets for this game, or people that are going to the game, they're not going to see Jimmy. They're going to see Steph. And so, yeah, I would say Steph, because 30 points from Steph is, like, it just looks so much different than 30 points from Jimmy.
Well, that gets going tonight. You, can, of course, hear that right here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Our coverage here begins at 6:15 with Preheat. And 7:30 is your tip-off from the Kaseya Center. There'll be boots on the ground for that one.
Oh, yeah, you will.
What do you do?
Yeah, you will.
I would be boots on the ground either way anyway.
Okay. Okay, I understand.
You always think I'm up. You always think I'm up to chicanery.
Where did I get that from?
Don't know. Hello, Vlad.
Hi.
Good to see you, man.
That, hey, Vlad, that train got you?
That Gratney.
Dog.
The Gratney. Even,
yo, Gratney was the worst this morning.
Oh, you know what it is? When you start off really good, and then you get to like 57th, and then it's nothing but trucks.
Not even. So it was 75.
Really?
Back then? And, yeah. And then once you got past the 186, everything was good. And then where you, like you said, 50. Once you got to 57th Avenue and Gratton.
Yeah, because all the trucks are going to the corporate parks, the parks over there, the industrial parks. And like that light right there. Like, once you get past that light, you're good because it opens up a couple of more lanes. But these trucks have to, like, bow out. So now you're almost like accident on the right lane. The way they have to bow out, make a turn, and it just takes forever because there's so many trucks.
Well, we'll take a break, get into all kinds of shenanigans here today on the show. We're back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You must remember this is the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
She's a good girl. Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Oh, my God. They just released these Panthers Winter Classic jerseys just now, Leroy. Oh, Javen, can you get some of these? They look incredible. They look incredible. Wow.
Are they going like Miami Vice?
No, they're going like... they're going like vintage Panthers, but like with a twist. Like they're trying to almost make them look even more vintage than the old jerseys looked because they're playing the Rangers. Mm-hmm. They look sick. They look sick. They look really. I totally forgot we had the Winter Classic this year. I can't wait for that.
Isn't it in Lone Depot?
Yeah, I was about to call it Marlins Park. Yeah, Lone Depot. That's a cool. Oh man, how you think? I wonder how much tickets are going for that. I want to go to that. I would love to go to the Winter Classic, dude.
I mean, you could ask the station, but
no, we could.
You could ask.
I could ask, but it was the Winter Classic. I went to the Winter Classic one time at Yankee Stadium.
Yes, you went with Joy and
the coldest Zaz. I haven't been to many cold weather games. Coldest game I've ever been to. It was terrible.
Well, it's outside.
It's outside, but you know they always talk about that those Yankee Stadium winds, Vlad? Woo! Really bad in the winter. Really bad.
I mean,
because we were sitting in the upper deck.
I have zero desire to sit in a stadium and watch a football game when it's freezing cold when I wasn't that fond of doing it when I was playing. I did it.
Wow. Look at those. I like those a lot.
That's like old school.
Woo!
That's a scary Panther.
I like that Panther. Yeah. I think I like that more than our actual Panther.
That's a scary Panther.
I love that. Yeah. I need like any Winter Classic swag. I'm about to go spend so much money at the Panther store.
I'm not going to lie to you. That Panther.
I like that Panther.
He's filthy.
Wow. He is filthy. You filthy little cat.
We do. That is, that team does have the angriest mascot, right?
It used
everybody
to.
Everybody else has like a Dolphins, Heat.
Well, that's why I miss the, you always think it's stupid the Dolphin wears a helmet on a helmet, but I like that the old Dolphin had some attitude to him. You know, this new Dolphin, he's like,
dude,
the Dolphins,
when does a Dolphin ever kick some ass?
Dude, Dolphins are vicious, smart. Very vicious creatures.
They're very smart, right?
And horny.
Okay. That's why they always look so happy around those boats.
Shlomo wants to get in here. Hello, Shlomo.
Hey, what's going on, brothers? How you guys doing?
Good, buddy. What's
good,
going on?
Good.
All right. You guys are the coolest people. I've been following you my whole life, and, you know, always have a great smile, good sense of humor. You know, the Miami, Florida community is very lucky to have you guys to soothe our suffering together as Dolphins fans.
You're too kind, Shlomo.
Too kind.
So I'm 25. I've been hearing you guys since I've been 8 and 10 years old, you know, different places in the car. Put a smile on my face. So I love the Dolphins to pieces. We had season tickets for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I truly believe very strong that we're so close to being very good. We can be very good. We need some major/minor tweaks. In my opinion, I think Mike McDaniel is a brilliant play caller. However, he cannot be the head coach. He makes bad decisions. In my opinion, he's delusional when it comes to play calling. And he's signing Tua to a massive contract when he could have just waited and signed us, and now we're in debt, and Tua's injury prone. So he would be a great play caller, but not a good coach. And what we would need to do, you know, Colin Coward said that we can potentially get this good coach from college. What's his name again?
I don't know, dude.
Mendoza.
You talk about the Indiana coach?
He's in college. College coach. Colin said that.
Oh, he's talking about Ole Miss coach.
Oh, Kiffin?
Lane Kiffin.
Exactly, right. So if he's somehow a way to do it, he'll come in and make solid decisions. That's just an example. So that's one idea when it comes to a coach. Next is that I really believe it was the biggest and best thing. I couldn't believe that Ross got rid of Greer. I thought that was a miracle because Greer was anytime we have a good player, you have to get rid of him, you know, destroy the team. You know, Greer was the worst thing ever. But now that we got rid of Greer, we can really be good. There's a bunch of quarterbacks that we placed into our system, I think can take us because we're so good. Tyreek Hill, for an example, right now there's two quarterbacks. There's Purdy and who's the other guy? And Mac Jones, right?
Yes.
So they can't have both of them. I mean, maybe they want to keep both of them, but if we make them a solid trade offer, you know, we'll give you two and we'll give you something great.
Hold on. First of all, let me just say this.
All right, Shlomo. Thanks for the call, Shlomo.
Pump your brakes on Mac Jones.
Mac Jones has been good this year.
Why did you put him on?
I'm not. But
he's very nice to me off the air. He's like, I just had a Dolphins take. I didn't think it was going to be a whole segment.
Understand.
I thought it was going to be in and out, Vlad.
Okay. If you see a guy have a good stretch.
Very nice man, though.
And then you go out and give him money and trade for him just based on that stretch. Is your organization any better? Because you're still making bad decisions.
So you're saying if you give a lot of money to Mac, I mean, they're not going to give a lot of money to anybody next year.
Here's the problem. I would venture on to say this, that Mike McDaniel is great at creating plays and his, you know, ingenuity on how he creates mismatches and moves guys around.
Mm-hmm.
However, his play calling and when he calls those, I've had a big question with that.
Yeah, he lives in Tucuteville.
Right. So from that standpoint, I would say my man is
he's the mayor of Tucuteville.
I like that. I like Tucuteville.
That's where he lives, dude. He's like, should I run the football, man, or should I do some more bubbles?
Oh, yeah.
Tucuteville feels
so
funny.
The other thing is that you have to be careful with everybody just names a coach without understanding the circumstances or the things that you're going to have around that coach. So if you hire a veteran coach, he's going to want all the power.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to want to, like, and the first thing he's going to do is clean house to all the knuckleheads or whatever. So you're going to go way back. Now, I say this, and I believe this is going to happen. Mike McDaniel is the best thing that Tua has, and Tua is the best thing Mike has at this moment. You know Tua's going to be here another year. Don't get rid of the guy that has helped him have this most success.
You would agree, though. Like, the thing that I will say, the one thing that has changed about Mike over the last, you know, couple of games that have gone better, it feels like he's given the team to Achane. It doesn't feel like Tua's team. Like, that's the thing, right? They're not trying to ask Tua to go out there and win them games. They're asking, they finally stumbled upon the realization after halfway through the season, he's not having a very good year. The guy we got to rely on is the best player on the team, and it's Achane.
Here's the deal with that. And people need it. That changes from week to week. How you have to win games changes from week to week.
Well,
so if you go into next week, you best believe that you might have to use somebody else or devise some different plays, because they're going to go into a game saying, stop Waddle, stop Achane.
No, that's exactly how you become mayor of Too Cuteville. When you change from week to week, when you say, you know what we should try and win a game with this week? Taj Washington. And then he yaks up the football.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that going into every week to say, this is what we're going to do, you're still going to have situations where Tua is going to have to be the guy, because they might devise a plan to slow Achane down. All I'm saying. I'm not saying you get too cute because you figure they're going to find something to stop. Until they stop it, you keep doing it. That's good football right there.
Al Magos
maybe
says,
you're doing something. Maybe you're doing something that is so good that nobody has found a way to stop it. But don't, like, change it before you find that out.
Yeah,
that's what I get on Mike about.
But you also, I'm sure there has to be a realization. Look, it smacked him right in the face. This isn't, like, something that it could be ignored. You know, Tua, for years, his thing was, you know, accuracy, taking care of the football. Yeah, he didn't throw a stinker interception every now and then. But, now he's among the league leaders. And I'm not buying that arm pump thing. That came around like the one game. Like he's throwing disaster balls all season. Right. And I do think that Mike McDaniel got to a point, and you could even hear it between them, like the snippiness. Like he's like, nah, I'm relying more. He's finally maybe going back to what, you know, he was originally, which was a run game coordinator. And he's like, I'm just going to go with Devon Achane. Ollie Gordon looks like he's stepping up. The offensive line has been cohesive. Like, they finally gotten a lot of games together. So I don't look at this as Tua's team right now. Like, I think it's had less of his identity on it over the last month than it probably has in a while.
I'm not saying that it's not Tua's team or it is Tua's team. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that you have a recipe for success right now, but at some point that could change and more success is going to have to be had out of Tua. That's just the ebbs and flow of a season.
Right, but the thing,
right, you're not going to be able to do the same things every week all the time.
Yes,
you're just not.
But the thing that makes you mayor of Too Cutesville is you try and change it before people figure it out.
I told you, that's my biggest problem with it.
Are they drinking Dr. Pepper's at Too Cutesville?
I don't know what he drinks in Too Cutesville.
Is it next to Brian Bosworth?
I feel like Too Cutesville, you're drinking Shirley Temples with umbrellas in them. You know, that's what they drink in Too Cutesville.
Yeah,
that's what he's drinking, dude. You know, that's it. He's just trying to get too cute with it. Like, that's it.
Right. So that's like, the name of this segment. I get it. I get what everybody's saying. And to say this kind of happened in Philly, because remember early in the year, they were doing everything they could to stop Saquon and say, you know what? We want your quarterback to beat us.
Right.
And they struggled a little bit because it almost seemed like they weren't prepared for that. You know what I mean? Or Jalen Hurts only works well when the run game's good and that play action is working.
Yeah.
So, like, they're having the same problem there.
which is making their star receiver furious.
Correct.
He's like, hey.
But it just, you just have to, these are the ebbs and flows of the season. That every game, you're not going to be able to run it like that. Or you're not going to be able to get your star player open. Right? That's just the way it is. And so that means that more emphasis is going to have to move on other guys to excel that week.
Menu 631 says, I picture everyone in Two Cutes Phil drinking pina coladas. Out of the pineapple?
Yeah.
Or out of the coconut?
Virgin.
Oh, virgin in Two Cutes.
Yeah, virgin.
Yes, of course.
Too cute.
Too cute.
You ain't getting smashed. You just
a mocktail.
You just a sippy drink.
Take a break. Yeah. We're back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Get to a little thing we like to call 15 minutes of heat here for you. Brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com as the Heat take on the tonight.
Are they really the Warriors?
A lot of Quentin Post Steph, tonight. No Kuminga either, right? Kuminga's been hurt. Oh,
no Steph.
We got no
Jimmy, no Kuminga. So let me get
no
this
Draymond script. Either.
Let's just be clear. We don't know that. No, we don't know that everybody's out.
We know they're not. Coming.
They're Draymond showing their cards
Draymond
that
can't
nobody's
play
out.
Without the other two.
Oh, well, that's the thing. It's a known thing that if he does play. Believe me when I tell you he's going to try and get kicked out. Like, it's a known thing. He's going to be gunning for two techs.
When they get down 20?
Who, Draymond?
Like,
Draymond.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's some, I don't know what the exact numbers are, but it's a NBA thing of, like, if Steph doesn't play, Draymond looks for a way to get kicked out. So, if he's the lone pony out there today, just keep an eye on that. Might be a lot of Moses Moody, though.
Wait a minute. What's the line right now?
Good question.
He got to be like 7.5, 8.5 point favorite.
Heat are 6.5 point favorites.
Yeah.
6.5.
6.5 point favorites.
You know what's crazy? These lines scare me more than, you know, it's like football. I'll always take a double digit unless you just absolutely putrid.
Right.
I will always take a double digit point spread in the NFL. Because I mean, there ain't really no team that's scoring at a clip to cover 12, 13 points every week.
Yeah, but it depends. Huh? It depends on how bad the team they're playing.
That's what I just said. Yeah. I said unless the team is just
putrid. That's what I'm saying.
There are some. I was wondering, like, the Heat, like, when is our stinker run coming up? You know, like, because the Heat have been having a pretty gnarly schedule to start the year, and I was like, oh. December.
Hey, guess what?
That's where it's at.
We talked about this before the season.
Yeah.
That, man, they don't warm up. They hit the season running.
There's not that many bad teams in the NBA, man.
I don't know. Go look at the bottom of that East.
No, I'm saying, I mean, yes, the Wizards,
Wizards,
the
Brooklyn.
Hornets in Brooklyn. But the those bad teams, those are already bad. Like, we already know that.
Yeah, but I...
But I'm saying what the Heat have faced so far, like, yeah, dude, 20 teams are competitive in the NBA. If 20 of the 30 teams are competitive, that means every night you play 66% of the time, you're facing somebody that's decent.
Yeah, but I was like when you looked at, like, the 76ers, like, rocket start to the season, I was like... What the hell's going on there? Like, are they really? And then you're like, oh no, they played the Warriors. They played the Wizards and the Nets the entire time, and now they've kind of come back to earth.
He said they played the Wizards and the Nets for the first month of the season.
Pistons are an 11 game winning streak.
Dude, the Pistons are
good.
Legit.
Right. But then why? Because we knew they were good last season, but who have they faced? They haven't really faced anybody of note.
Yeah, but I don't think, like, it doesn't feel Fugue. Like, they feel like an ascension team. Like, Jalen Dern, first of all, they have Cade Cunningham, who's incredible, right?
Oh, my God.
Duncan Robinson has, like, found, like, the perfect little home. Nobody's yelling at him. Now he's savvy vet dunks, all right?
Well, he's back home. He went to Michigan.
Yeah, he is. But and then Jalen Duren's playing incredible for them.
You can't be that big, that strong, that young.
I know.
It's not fair.
No, nah, dude.
I mean, we said that about LeBron. We said that about Shaq.
But this dude is like, he's just nothing but muscles.
Yeah.
And you're like, you shouldn't be this athletic and you're actually skilled for
yourself. You know who the last person we said that about? Joel Embiid.
He's not, but Joel Embiid's always kind of had like lethargic run. Like, anytime Joel Embiid jumps,
I see what you're saying. This dude has
flubber on his shoes, like the way he jumps. Remember Flubber, Robin Williams with the old Disney movie?
Sure.
I'll take my mind.
The green flubber. Yeah.
It's a little bit of a dated reference. I apologize.
All the movies that you could go to describe.
That's how we tested Flubber.
You went with Flubber.
That's how we tested it, dude. He put it on the bottom of his shoes.
For bad reference.
We gotta get Mike Biamonte back in the lab before he retires.
Oh yeah, before he retires, you gotta get like a list of like drops.
He does it every year.
But I know.
I need a second round. We're working them hard. We're working hard. So yeah, tonight I don't think Jimmy Butler's gonna play. I definitely don't think Steph's gonna play. Jimmy, we'll see. I mean, we'll see. You know,
it depends on what he did last night.
He had a good
30.
He had a good game last night.
No,
they just lost.
No.
Oh, you talking about what? Oh. I got you. I got you.
And
I'm happy you brought that up because that was the next question.
We normally on the same wavelength, and you just whoop.
No. Because I'm thinking, you know, 45-minute flight. Does he go? Because this, I'm happy you
they
said
they gonna
that.
Get in at what? They get in about 11, 12.
They probably got home. They probably got in there by 11:30. They gotta be in South Florida by 11:30.
Mm-hmm. It's a quick one.
But here's my question, and this is a good question because you're talking to a former athlete. If you come to a city that you used to stay, or you might have residence, do you go straight to your home, or do you go to the hotel with the team?
Well. The problem is that you get on a bus because with the flight, the buses are right by the plane. So you wouldn't be able to go. You would have to go from the hotel.
Ah.
You see what I'm saying?
So because nobody would meet you at
like,
the tarmac?
Usually when we fly in, the buses are right outside the plane. You get right on the buses and then leave. Okay. So it's not like you're going through the airport.
Like a gate.
In Minnesota, we went through a gate.
Mm.
But some places you just land and get on the bus right from there. Or they land it so you know how to have the outside stairs and the buses are right there.
Mm,
so it's not they try to avoid having you go through the terminal at all costs. But here's when I went back to Cleveland, I called my boys, hey, let's go get something to eat. But it's different in football. Because you got, like, bed check and stuff like that. What the NBA does is, like, we got the morning shoot-around. That'll keep you.
Yeah,
but
they definitely aren't going to shoot around.
That's what I'm saying. So, Jimmy went out last night. They went out last night. You had to. They went out last night.
Yeah.
So
except Steph. Steph probably took a nap.
Nah, Steph probably. Come on, man.
I would say they probably went to try to find something to eat. Oh, right?
They're going to find something to eat.
There's some choices.
11:30, 12 in South Beach?
Yeah, you're going to find something. Wynwood, South Beach, you can find something.
Well, Eric Spoelstra, before the Warriors game yesterday, he was asked about facing off against Jimmy Butler again. Here's what Coach Spo had to say on that.
Do you expect an emotional game, or you think since you've already played the Warriors and Jimmy and AK,
I don't know. We'll be open to whatever it ends up being. But we already have done the game.
Right.
So how many games do we have to play, you know, for not to be the, you know, the big storyline?
I don't know.
Hey. I think he was accusing Ira of being lazy.
Of what? Just of pot stirring?
No. Just, you know, when you don't really have any good questions, you can always go to the Jimmy angle.
It's a story. I mean, like, I'm not busting on Ira for asking the most obvious question.
Again, with how this team is playing, how much different this team looks, how is the Jimmy thing still a big deal?
It is.
Is Jimmy a bigger deal than LeBron?
When
LeBron came back.
The first LeBron game was on Christmas.
No,
it was a huge game. Danny Granger, your hero for life.
Listen.
But you see what I'm saying?
He dropped 30 in that thing?
I don't remember what the number was, but he buoyed that Christmas win, and it was a great time. Time was had by all.
Leroy, nothing was going to be bigger than LeBron.
Right. But I'm just saying.
The Jimmy return last year was more hostile than LeBron's. LeBron's return was not his first game. The Heat gave a real tribute, not like a token tribute. And he wasn't booed. He was cheered by Heat fans. Jimmy Butler and the frostiness last year, the tension between Bam and him on the court, like pregame, nobody staring at it. The only person who said hello to him was Kevin Love and I think Terry Rozier. That was it. Everybody else like completely ignored him, which by the way is what half of what he did in the season in the pregame huddles. He was like, he didn't even want to look at anybody. So it wasn't undeserved frostiness. But the thing is right now is, look, the Heat are playing well right now. And hot damn, they've really come out the other side on this trade pretty good. Yeah. Like they not only got Davion Mitchell, who's been playing great for them. They not only have a comfortable Andrew Wiggins, but part of this trade was.
Oh, say it again.
A comfortable Andrew Wiggins.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you but love, the, this, but you the love coup, this trade now.
Well, the coup de grace is trading Slo-Mo and Kevin Love for Norman Powell. Yeah. So this thing has turned into a pretty rosy deal for the Miami Heat. On top of it, you got Giakachonis, which, by the way, I watched the G League last night.
Again?
Are you saying that as far as he played again last night, or you can't believe I'm actually wasting time watching Skyforce?
Second time. No, I don't care. I know you're gonna watch Skyforce. Skyforce is okay. That's the G League affiliate. Yeah. That's cool.
Yep.
It's when you watch the Euros in the summer, like in August. Well, that's just a little cuckoo.
The thing that's weird about the G League is it's got its own rules, and so like,
don't you get? Do you get 10 fouls?
I don't remember how many fouls you get, but the thing that's...
I know in summer league you get 10 fouls.
The thing is...
Oh, no, you can't foul out in summer league.
In summer league, yeah. I think summer league they've changed from can't foul out to 10 fouls. But the G League, they try some things where, like, they
you
do...
You know if you get 10 fouls, what that's called? Assault.
Well, here's what happened yesterday.
Point for Lee!
10 fouls!
So in the G League, you have one free throw for 2 points. They don't do two free throws. They're trying to move it along a little bit. So unless it's an and one. So like if you get fouled, they just do one shot for two. That's the free throws because they're trying to move these games along. And by the way, it's probably a smart thing because these games are very high scoring, very little defense. Very little defense in the G League.
So then why, when these guys come here, they say you can get in when you play defense when dude ain't played a lick of defense all year?
I don't know, but they're not playing any defense. I watched a game that got up to 154 the other day. Yesterday was much more competitive, but it was still 130 to 129. It was like these games are high scoring, dude. Not a lot of defense.
Checking up threes?
Threes, willy-nilly to the basket, you know. I don't think anybody, you know, it's almost like nobody wants to look bad on defense. But, you know, that whatever they got, they didn't have a first round pick this year. They got a first round pick. They got Giakachonis. And so, yeah, I think the Heat have come out for having the screws put to them and Jimmy nuking every trade left and right. I do think the Heat came out pretty strong on the Jimmy Butler trade.
They did get
Norman Powell, Davion Mitchell, Wiggins, and a first-round pick for him. Damn, dude, that's a pretty good deal. It's a pretty good deal for the for Pat Riley and Andy Ellisberg and the crew to pull off.
Now you want? Can we be honest?
Oh, of course, Posh.
Or can you be honest?
Sure.
You didn't have the same attitude last year.
Yeah, I know. But it took. But well, last year wasn't a good trade. Last year, woo-hoo, bad year last year.
You know what's crazy about this? And Vlad, I'm gonna tell you why I get annoyed by this. Because for the last 3 years, this dude has been telling me about January basketball and the push for the playoffs and all of this. Don't worry about it, baby. We'll get it done. We're going to get playoff Jimmy. He turns it on.
Don't ignore the season I was loud right on.
Okay. But then these new guys come here and Andrew Wiggins flies all the way across the country and you call him a bum within a week. So what gives? He don't get no time?
We're doing the same take. What are you doing? Rerun shows today? Like, yeah, I get it. I was hard on Andrew Wiggins. You got anything else in the arsenal, dude? Like, honestly, like, how many times you gonna go back to this well?
No.
How many times are you gonna go back to the well?
You brought it up,
Toby.
You brought it up.
Listen, I will say this. Hey, listen, I'll tell you this on the Andrew Wiggins deal. Like, it's a nice part of the deal. Like, out of like the best part of the deal, like it's the lowest ranking of the deal. You know.
What?
Out of Norman Powell, Davion Mitchell, then it's Andrew Wiggins. What?
Norman
Powell. We don't have to time out. The show has to go on.
Norman Powell didn't come in until this season.
That's why it's a full trade now. Trade had to evolve. It's like a Pokemon.
Hey. Nah, man.
It's like a Pokemon, dude. At its first form.
You're not slithering your way out of this.
What do you mean, dude?
I feel like I want to Pikachu you right now.
Yeah, dude, you were wrong.
How so?
You were wrong on your take on Andrew Wiggins, right? You can't say that he's the lowest of the trade. No.
For right now, he is.
No.
That's the lowest of a great trade. There's no shame in third place.
I would say it's Powell, Wiggins, and then Davion.
But Powell, that's
because
what I'm saying.
And Wiggins play the most.
We're quibbling. But
yeah,
you would agree that Powell is the top notch and that this trade didn't fully become fruitful.
Yeah, but Wiggins was already here.
Yeah, I understand. I understand he was, but he wasn't as good as he was this year that he was last year.
Yeah, we discussed why last year.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. All right. I love. Can I just tell you something?
It's kind of weird, though. It kind of feels like you just backed in. It kind of feels like you just got boxed in.
Hey.
It kind of feels like you just got boxed in.
Vlad. No, I was just trying to end the conversation. But Vlad.
Well, that's rich for bringing up 4-month-old takes.
Every time we question what he said in the past versus the different things he's saying now, all he does is throw up one of them smoke bombs. Boop, and go into the other room.
I haven't gone to the other room. The thing that's actually funny about it is I have an evolved thought on how the trade has worked out since they've gotten Norman Powell with it and how the team is clicking together. And you want to bring up stuff about Andrew Wiggins from last year that wasn't wrong. It was actually true. And now he's more comfortable. He's playing better in a better role this year, which, by the way, he's not being looked upon to be Jimmy Butler last year. He's like the fourth option on this team now. So how do you look at that as the same? It's not.
Okay.
Like, if you don't look at it as a different situation, I don't know what to tell you.
So what you're trying to say is that you've taken the time to look at the trade in full.
Yes.
Instead of how you were reacting when the trade happened.
Yes.
Oh.
Which you mean, like,
so
I don't know if you guys, I don't know if you guys know this. I don't know if you guys know this. In sports, you're going to have very emotional reactions to big emotional moments. And then things can kind of, when you have more information, your opinion can evolve on things. I didn't know if that was against the rules. I apologize.
Okay. I'm just happy that you're saying.
It's kind of like, you know.
You went all out and tobed out.
Yep. And none of it wrong, by the way.
Well, you see.
Wrong.
At that time? Or
no.
At that time?
Nope.
You weren't wrong.
Just never wrong. Just early.
This guy.
Never wrong. Everything that I've said about last year has come into fruition and true. He's more comfortable. By the way, Eric Spoelstra completely revamped what was a different team last year. So you can't look at last year. It's like looking back at another movie. The story's over.
But now we're in a new... but wasn't what Leroy was telling you was give it some time?
No. all he was saying was, oh, poor Andrew. Like, you know, I was like, listen, it's a tough thing. I get it. But, oh, well. Now, comfortable. We're all happy. But he wants to keep up bringing old stuff. It's not evolved. It's old. It's over. And you just want to keep going back to the Andrew Wiggins thing from last February. Mm-hmm. It's weird. Mm-hmm.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.